And I asked him about the gas chamber. And when he responded to that, yes, he was aware of the gas chamber. He was stationed outside. And when everybody was dead, he would sign the death certificate. I have never heard about anything like that. And then I invited him to go with me to Auschwitz for the 1995 anniversary to the liberation of the camp. And he immediately agreed. And that is the way that when I was, he was going to give me a document documenting the operation of the gas chamber, I wanted to give him a gift of a gesture of my thanks. And I really, really had to think very hard every day. I brainstormed every day for 10 months when I came up with the idea that I could give him a letter of forgiveness from an Auschwitz survivor to a Nazi doctor from Auschwitz. I thought that that was meaningful, and that is the way that happened.
And before we go to Dr. Enright on this, what did that act of forgiveness do for you, Eva?
Well, the moment I, number one, when I realized that I have power over my life, because all victims are angry or hurt, feel helpless, feel hopeless, and definitely powerless. The realization that I had power to change my future, not my past, only my future, by forgiving, that made me feel very good. And that was really what I concentrated on. And this is what I tell everybody that I lecture about forgiveness. Unfortunately, we cannot change the past. But each person has the power to change their own future.
Very powerful indeed. Dr. Enright, it sounds like what you've been preaching all over the world.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I think Eva Moses Kaur is the epitome of what a human being can accomplish at the very highest levels of development. And I know you're a very humble person, Eva, but I also think you truly are a model of humanity. And you know what I've also found? Models of humanity can be very controversial because many people don't understand this very high level of development of giving of oneself to those who never have given to you. And so, clearly, I'm sure you have gone through much controversy
and
with
this. And still go through controversy, yes.
Yes. And see, I admire you for standing strong in that controversy. And Mitch, you just asked Eva about, you know, what this did for her. And she said it gave her power over her life. And I want to point out to the listeners that in Eva's documentary, it's entitled Forgiving Dr. Mengele, there's a point there where she's working out in the gym. And that's, to me, highly significant if you think about it. She's not hiding under the bed. She's not using all the tragedy in a bad way. You can see the thriving in her. And it's not just the exercise, she's doing it with gusto. How many people who could survive Auschwitz the way she did, losing her sister Miriam to kidney disease because of what Dr. Mengele did, and she's actually in the gym thriving in her elderly years. I am so impressed with that, because it shows what can be accomplished when you don't let your tragedies destroy you.